my favorite love songs play on repeat. Guess I got one thing right, and you're just in time. I've waited all my life for love to keep. So baby, will you be my Valentine?
Hey, Erica.
Hey, Shay.
It's a super sweet episode.
It's all about love. Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. So it's all about Valentine's Day today because the holiday's coming up and we wanted to put you in a Valentine's mood.
Yes, it's very much a girlfriend chat where we're talking or breaking down all things Valentine's Day.
Whether it's how we celebrate it with our spouses, our kids, we talk about Valentine's of years past, like when we were in high school and elementary school. I don't know. It's just like a fun chat to get you in the mood for February 14th.
Yes. We hope you feel like you're, sitting here at this very refined playroom area with us as we're talking about it. And you feel like you're, you know, one of our girlfriends.
Yes. So
we hope you enjoy.
Enjoy today's episode.
Hey, everyone. I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Hey, guess what time it is?
Aw, it's the season of love.
Yes, it's almost Valentine's Day. As this goes live, it should be like what, like 6 days before Valentine's Day?
Yeah. I mean, not that I am doing my math correctly about when this could be going live in April. I'm not really sure
maybe
where we are, but, but we're going to talk about Valentine's Day-ish things, right?
Yeah. We're going to hit on all different kinds of love topics. Sounds fun, right?
I'm really excited about this. Are we going to talk about whether we get into Valentine's Day?
We're going to talk about it all.
Okay. Well, I'll save my whether I get into it or not.
Okay.
Just a minute.
If we don't get into it organically, then yes. Save it for the end.
Okay, perfect. I'm very excited.
Okay. I'm going to kick it off with a this or that Valentine's Day game. Okay. I feel like it's our thing.
It is kind
Maybe
of our thing.
Season 3, we'll come up with a new thing. But
or one day when we're tired of breaking down things, our podcast could be called this or that. Just this or
right.
that.
Not a bad idea.
This or that.
Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Valentine's this or that. Chocolates or a card?
Chocolates.
That is shocking to me.
Well,
you're a words of affirmation person.
But I'm not sentimental. So I'm going to read your $4 card and
throw it
the trash.
Away.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to also take your box of chocolates. I'm going to, if there's not a map, which I much prefer a map.
Yes.
If there's not a map, I will pinch everyone and only eat the ones I want to eat.
Okay.
And then my kids will find the pinched ones and be like, what happened? I pinched them all.
Okay. This or that, home-cooked dinner or fine dining?
Oh, fine dining, for sure. Home-cooked dinner still happens in my home where I'll feel obligated to like help or clean up or fine dining.
Okay. Red wine or white wine?
It depends on what I'm eating, but I'll say white.
Pink or red?
Pink.
I would say both.
Like to wear?
Okay. Yeah, yes. Okay. Roses or tulips?
Oh, tulips.
Lace or leather?
Leather.
Could have gone either way. That makes me think of like Stevie Nicks or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfume or jewelry?
Well, I want both. Perfume is really kind of personal. I mean, jewelry is personal, but I think perfume is even more personal.
Really? I think that probably is like it's a preference, right? Because I never stroll the aisles and think, I'm going to try out a new perfume. Like, it's not something I would randomly get on like a Friday where I might like spot a necklace or earrings.
I could buy perfume on a Friday.
I don't think I would. I'm going to say perfume, but you're going to say jewelry.
I'm saying jewelry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Host a party or attend a party?
Around Valentine's Day, I want to attend one.
Me too, but I always want to attend one and sometimes you would host. Okay, beach or mountains?
Again, around
Valentine's
Day. Mountains. I'm not ready to be at the beach on February 14th.
Yeah, this is not bikini ready.
No.
Okay, teddy bear or flowers? I mean, maybe this could go for any ages. You will not say teddy bear, right?
No. And you know, I get fresh. Andrew brings me flowers every week. Like, because one time I said, in all those Nancy Meyer movies, they always have fresh flowers on the counter. And now I get them every week for like years. So I always have flowers. I know I take them for granted, but I just want them because they look like a Nancy Myers movie. They don't like fill my heart with joy.
So are you contemplating answering with teddy bear?
Well, you have yet to be like flowers or Louis Vuitton. Where's that, this or that?
Okay, a romantic comedy or a horror movie?
Romantic comedy.
Rhythm and blues or jazz?
Jazz.
Money or a gift?
From Andrew?
Yes, from Andrew.
I steal his money all the time, so I'll take a gift.
Okay, kisses or hugs?
From Andrew? I feel like if I don't say kisses, he'll be mad. Feelings will be hurt. I'll take either.
That was a good answer. Okay, last one. A night in Paris or a night in New York City?
Paris.
After watching that Emily in Paris, doesn't it make you go like, Paris?
You're going to be mad because, first of all, after 8 years of French, I don't walk around going, Paris. But Emily in Paris, we talked about this like 2 or 3 episodes ago. I'm still on episode 1, season 4 of Yellowstone. I can't move past.
Okay.
I can't move past all the shooting.
I mean, we're taking a far turn from love and Valentine's Day.
So we talked about that weeks ago, and I'm still in the middle of episode 1.
Okay. I think Yellowstone, my very favorite season, was either 2 or 3. I think 4 wasn't my favorite. So hey, prepare your heart.
Wait.
I mean, I think it's good. I would keep watching for sure.
But Andrew thought 1, 2, and 3 were fine, and he loved 4.
You're kidding.
No, so he keeps giving me a hard time, and I'm like, I didn't even think you like loved it. And he was like, I didn't, but like, I really loved 4. Guys, there's so much shooting. And Emily in Paris, they've yet to shoot a firearm. I'm just saying, it was easy for me to watch.
Okay, well.
It's super cute. You should watch that.
I have been watching.
No, I meant like people listening. You should all watch that.
making eye contact, and I feel like our eyes both kept getting bigger. Like, I am watching. And she's like, no, you should watch it.
The first 20 minutes of Yellowstone is really intense. So if that's your thing, you should watch that. I haven't gotten to the first 20 minutes.
I would say, I don't remember. I need to talk to Andrew about this, apparently. I don't remember in season 4 there being like a lot of like, ooh, moments. You know, where it was like shocking.
I don't know. I mean, I'm really legit like in the first 20 minutes.
Tonight, you need to watch the show. Don't do anything else. Okay, so our plan for today is we're going to talk about all things love, Valentine's Day, anything that's kind of related to that. And we're just going to kind of almost like, I'm going to use like a teacher word, but like popcorn back and forth.
Oh, I like it.
We're going to popcorn topics. They're all out of order and all mixed in, but then hopefully we kind of cover it all when we are breaking down love. So, okay, I'm going to kick it off. Shay, do you remember your very first, let's say like crush or boyfriend or whatever you want to call it, probably from like, you know, elementary school or, you know,
so
as
real
far back
person,
as you can.
Not celebrity.
Yes, thanks.
I can answer that one too.
I say real person.
Yes, I do. I do remember who that was.
Can we say his name? Is that illegal?
I'm not going to say his whole name.
Okay.
But his name was Mike. I'll say that part.
Mike. Was Mike, what? How old were you when you had crushed on Mike?
Probably like 3rd grade.
Oh, you
like
were like a
early
young one.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably like 3rd grade.
Okay.
Yes. He was really tall, had dark hair. I had a type even back when I was 9.
You sure did.
Yes.
Okay.
Tall and dark hair.
Okay.
Yes. Good old Mike.
Did you ever talk to Mike or you just like crushed from afar? You know how in elementary school?
No, we had class together.
And so you would talk like, can you pass the scissors or whatever?
Yes. Oh, that was like a big deal. And if I said pass the scissors and he did, that was like
huge
day of communication right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
I went to school with this person named Mike from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you and Mike ever?
At one point, he was my boyfriend. Later. But in third grade, he was not.
Okay. In 5th grade, apparently I was the late bloomer.
I still liked Mike in 5th grade too.
In 5th grade, I remember having a crush on a boy named Jake. We're only using first names. I would have dropped the first and last. And I'm so glad that you said that because I would have been like, blah, 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 saying his like.
Well, I mean, name. I'm not even going to give people ideas of how they can find Mike. But in my head, I'm like, it wouldn't be hard to find him. But I was disappointed that his name was Jake. Don't say the other names because I don't want to be accused of making fun of names. But you are always dropping names of people that you dated and they all sound like like old men that you'd see on Dateline.
5-year-olds.
That you would see on Dateline. Yeah. Like they all have these names, not Jake. Jake is a great name. I'm not going to give an example because someone's going to get offended, but you're always like, yeah, my boyfriend, his name was blank. And I'm like, that sounds like a serial killer.
Anybody that knows me that is listening that knows some of the names, they're probably cracking up right now.
Because it's true, right?
Well, I would say they don't necessarily sound like serial killer names, but just like maybe older. I think it's in their 70s.
That's what makes it sound serial killer. Because you're like, I'm 14 and my boyfriend's name was.
Yeah, I get it.
A very mature name of someone that shouldn't be 14.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm glad you're a fan of Jake.
I like Jake. Jake sounds nice.
He sounds like he was the same era as Eric.
He does. I mean, he doesn't sound like a tab, but he sounds pretty nice.
True.
Yes. Okay. That's funny. And you're in fifth grade?
Fifth grade. I remember.
Was he in fifth grade?
He was in fifth grade. He was in fifth grade too.
Erica.
I remember, though, you know, that was the time when we had like a house phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I remember, I guess he would call me, but like, we didn't really ever say anything, probably. Like, it was like kind of silent.
We're going back to a primetime special. He just breathed into the phone.
Uh-huh. I mean, I guess we probably
to the little girl
some,
that answered.
I remember it being like, oh my gosh, we just said like two sentences. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, okay. So Jake and Mike, I hope they're doing well. For sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So if you had to choose a favorite Valentine treat, so we're gonna go from our Valentine crush to our favorite Valentine treat. Do you get excited about Valentine's treats? Like when you see them in the store, like when I see a pumpkin spice something in the store, I have like a moment. Like I get so excited. Do you get that way over a Valentine's treat when you walk in the supermarket?
No, but I'll tell you, when I was a teacher, I had a couple moms, like at different years, not the same year, but I had a couple moms who would bring like freshly made chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay.
And I would get behind that. When that walked through the door, I remember being like, oh.
Yeah, because if strawberry is good, then it's good.
Yeah, they were really good, like good quality. I remember like that was something that always stood out to me. I could get behind that.
We were going to pause so I can tell my chocolate covered strawberry story.
Okay.
So Andrew and I, when we got married, I planned this big wedding and reception, right? Andrew did nothing, right?
Yes.
It's fine. He did zero, but show up. And I had planned it. And then when we were doing our first dance, like it's on video, you can see it. We're doing our first dance, this big monumental first dance as husband and wife. And the entire time we're doing the dance, I'm saying, where are the chocolate covered strawberries? I don't see the chocolate covered strawberries. They're supposed to be over there by the cake. And then you see Andrew being like, hey, like be in the moment. And you see me like, but they're supposed to be chocolate covered strawberries. I don't, like they'd forgotten the ones I had ordered and paid for chocolate covered strawberries. But during our Yeah, but during our entire first dance, like that's when I saw that they weren't there. And that's all I kept. And you can see in the video, like I can.
Like you're not like gazing lovingly into his eyes. No. You're like pointing at the cake.
Yes. And I'm like, I mean, but I paid for those. I ordered those. Where are my. Yes. That's our first dance. Andrew always gives me a hard time. He's like, he was trying to have like a moment.
Yeah.
And
like, here we are. Yeah. First dance.
And I was like, no, wait, where are the chocolate covered strawberries? Anyway, so you like them, but what about other Valentine treats? Like, okay, let's talk. Like candy hearts, like the conversation hearts.
Oh, no.
No, it's like
they remind
chalk.
Me of this. What are those called? For candy, the cylinder. Why can I not think of those?
Oh, like
the
Smarties?
Yes.
Oh, my mom loves Smarties.
Smarties. Does your mom like conversation
Probably,
hearts?
Because they taste
They're
the
very
same.
Similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Crayola people made them in the chalk factory. No, I don't enjoy those.
I don't either. One thing, I'm not sure why, but Bruce, my stepdad, growing up, when it was time for Valentine's Day, for some reason, he was really into, I don't know that he listens to this, but if he does, he's probably laughing right now, like the heart-shaped sweet tarts.
So is it bigger than a normal size
sweet
tart?
I don't know, but I remember like there would be a ton of candy around that time and we would, you know, I mean, we all ate them, but he had a thing for that. So that was something that we like stocked up on, so to speak, in February.
I'm going to have to like specifically look for heart-shaped ones.
Yeah.
Now, a heart-shaped Reese's peanut butter cup. I get behind that because I think any sort of shaped peanut butter cup is way better than the boring circle with ridges.
But I'm thinking they're not as big as like a tree, right? The hearts?
No. They're kind. There's like more the size of the Easter egg, but they're just like a heart.
Okay.
You know, but there's something about, it's like they overstuff them. The ridge,
they're just better. They're bigger,
just,
too.
And like, yes. You know, candy's not my first thing. I would love like a, you know, they do those like heart boxes filled with Sour Patch Kids. Like that would be where I would want.
Okay, I was going to ask you, when you pinch all the chocolate, which one are you eating?
Okay, so I'm pinching because I am pretty picky. I do love like a cherry cream or a vanilla cream.
That is going to be my least favorite. Okay.
If it has a coconut, I mean, I kind of feel the same. Which one am I not choosing? I always kind of think if it's just like milk chocolate, boring, like I can have that anytime. Like I'm looking for something that's a little bit not what like I'm normally eating.
Yeah. I'm looking for like the peanut butter, maybe the caramel, like something like
that.
Or
like a nougat. Do you like a nougat? Isn't that what it is?
You know, said that. I mean, I would eat that over cherry cream or something that you've mentioned so far. Yes, but
no, I don't mind it. What are they? Oh, they make the big ones that are like Russell Stover's or whatever makes the big chocolate hearts with the cherry. It's just the cherry. I can get behind that. You know, a Cadbury cream egg. That I'm waiting out for Easter.
Okay, would you eat a chocolate covered cherry?
Yeah, I'd eat a chocolate covered cherry.
Okay.
I like the chocolate orange.
We should split a box of chocolates because everything that you're into, I'm like, no, that's not what I want.
You know, life is like a box of chocolates.
For sure. Okay. According to IMDb.com, probably if you saw that, you would be like, okay, I recognize it a little bit more than me saying it. But anyway, according to this movie website, the top five romantic movies are...
Wait, I am looking at this list. I disagree with every single one of them.
Me too, me too. Hold on.
Okay, good.
The Bridges of Madison County, The Notebook, The Titanic, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and Jerry Maguire. Okay, what do you think? What would you take away first?
I love Meryl Streep. Two of my three favorite actresses are in this list. I love Meryl Streep. I love Kate Winslet. I also like Renee Zellweger. She's in this list too. So I like some of these people. Bridges of Madison County, I would say no, because I would say I like Meryl Streep way better in It's Complicated. I think that's a cuter romantic comedy. So I would...
Well, I don't know that it's comedy. They're just romance. Maybe that's why.
Romance. Okay. The Notebook, I have never been. I know it's like anti-girl.
No, I haven't either.
Even when it came out.
I fall asleep every single time. I like the book. I did like the book.
I just didn't get it. Titanic is epic.
I agree. I think it deserves a spot on the top five.
I don't know. Would we call it romance? It's a little romance, but then my kids haven't seen it. But I think Smith would like the action.
Yeah.
Have
you seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I kind of know which one they're talking about. No, Jerry Maguire's funny. Cuba Gooding Jr. Yes, sign me up. But I disagree.
I know. I even looked in another spot, and most of these were still in the top on the other website too.
I think we should have to watch The Bridges of Madison County between now and our next episode.
Okay, I just remember it being depressing. Is it not?
Well, I think. I mean,
Clint Eastwood in that movie?
Yeah. And listen, okay. Spoiler alert, this movie came out like 30 years ago. So, I mean,
I don't feel like it should be that long.
But I don't think they end up together.
I remember watching it.
Right? I don't think they end up together.
Homework. We'll talk about it next week.
I'm mad that I made that my homework. But
I remember watching it because I remember thinking that the previews made it look so good.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, eh.
I've seen
thoughts.
I just don't, I would never have put it on this.
So what would you put on the list? Does something stand out?
Like, can they be romantic?
Sure.
Or do they just
allow
like,
it?
You'll allow it. Okay, thank you. Because mine, I would put on there. Like, I mean, like Bridget Jones's Diary.
And
or,
it's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Something's
when Harry
give.
Met Sally.
Yes, Crazy Rich Asians. Yes.
Crazy Rich Asians was on some of the list, but farther down, like 20 or something.
Okay, if we're going to draw from 30 years ago too, I would put like Pretty Woman or Working Girl. Like there are other movies that are just, I don't know, like when you're done watching any of these, are you happy? Like after the Titanic on Valentine's Day, are you like, yay? Or are you like depressed?
Jerry Jack Maguire, dies. You should watch number 5.
Yeah, number 5 is good. You complete me. But how many movies can I quote in this episode?
Did you already start? Oh, yeah. Forrest Gump.
Life is like a box of chocolates,
that's
which is
right.
Another one that's like a good movie with romantic undertones, but it's not like, it's not super feet. I don't know. You know, it's not.
Maybe this list is just more like romance only, period. You know what I mean?
I've done better. But nobody asked. What movies would you add?
I'm trying to think. I think like When Harry Met Sally, yeah. Like something that's like romance, right?
The Princess Bride, Runaway Bride. Like you could go down Notting Hill.
All those are like my preference.
Me too.
Over this list.
Me too.
Trying to think the last romance.
The Titanic is romantic, but it is also about complete devastation and massive loss of life.
A family favorite is The Proposal at Our House.
Yeah, that one's super cute. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, a little romance.
Yeah. That's a really cute one. Okay, so how
don't agree.
How does your family like handle Valentine's and like Valentine's boxes and things like that? Like we have school age kids, so that's kind of like a project.
Yes.
Tell me what your kids do. Do they send cards to people? Do they give cards to people?
We always just go to Target and get some sort of easily recreated.
You're lying right now. You're lying. No. Your kids always have the most amazing Valentine's boxes.
No. Lately what I do, this is what I do now. I mean,
no.
Back in the day.
You pick up your phone. You text your mother-in-law.
I do. I text Marla and I say, Marla, yes. We have a project. And she is totally into
it. They put my kids' boxes to shame. Everyone.
Yes, I would say, I guess I'm thinking like Nixon, like when you're older, like fourth, fifth grade, maybe you're not as into that. I would just get like a box that's simple.
Wait, did Nixon have a cool one last year? In fifth grade? Didn't Marla make it?
Oh my gosh, you're right. A toilet. I know.
Yes, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
I bought a box for. Maybe it was Abby Lee the year before.
I'm saying Nixon and Bowen both came to school last year with these Valentine's boxes. That were incredible. They were works of art.
I forgot about that.
He had a toilet.
He had a toilet.
Describe the toilet because it was amazing.
Okay, yes. There was like a little plunger beside it. I think you put the Valentine's in like the toilet bowl, so to speak. I think Marla just looks on Pinterest and finds something they're into. She shoots them a couple like via my phone some pictures of like, hey, what do you think, Bowen? How about this? Or what about this? And
there was toilet paper on the roll.
Yeah, there was a little roll of toilet paper.
Okay, so this is what Nixon walks in with. Okay.
Thanks to Marla.
I'm not making a joke. This is exactly what happened. Nixon walks in with a toilet complete with plunger and toilet paper.
Yes.
Okay. Smith Scholl walks in with a navy blue cardboard box from Target. One of the Valentine's boxes you can buy that you're supposed to decorate. Smith picked navy blue, and in pencil, he wrote the word Smith on top.
Well, that's how I would have decorated a box, even to this day, probably.
And his best friend walks in with a toilet.
Yes. But I feel like either could go fifth grade boy.
Yes. Nixon went way cooler fifth grade boy. Smith just went typical fifth grade boy.
Thanks to grandma. Yes.
Now, your kids always have good ones. My kids, I'm like, here's your pre-made box and some stickers. Go crazy with the markers.
That's how we send Valentine's. Like the boxed Valentine's. Choose whichever one you'd like. It's going to be really special.
Anything worse than your kids having to address their Valentine's? My kids just sit down at the bar and I'm like, here's your class list. There's, 22 kids. Here are the Peppa Pig Valentine's you picked out. Now you have to address them to Sarah, Love Madeley or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just act like it's complete
so
torture.
Painful.
So then I started, I think last year I printed off like how Andrea has the printables.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did it for selfish reasons. It was easier to print them than to have them do it.
Did you attach something cute?
Oh, yeah. But it can't be a food item. So it was something like bubbles. Yeah.
Okay. I did that the first year. Andrea made some for me when Abby Lee was in preschool. And there were only, I don't know, 8 kids in her class or something. And I thought they were so cute. And I thought I needed to do such a good job because it was like her first ever time to send Valentine's to people. So it was something like, Valentine, you're the only fish in the sea for me. Or, it was like something like that. And we put a little bag of goldfish with each one. And it was so cute. And then I don't think I've done anything like that since then. But it was really cute.
I bet it was super cute. And I always appreciate when my kids pull those out. But a lot of work.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work.
Yes, for sure.
That's what we do.
Okay, do you have any guesses on what is the most popular month to get engaged?
Well, what month did you get?
February.
Oh, you did.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, I got engaged in May. Okay, is it February?
Nope, it's December.
Oh, that was going to be my second.
It was a trick. It said it said. I'm talking about the internet because it knows everything.
We're girls who Google.
Yes. It told me that from November to Valentine's Day is the most popular time to get engaged. The most popular day, I actually think it was December 22nd.
Oh.
And then maybe Christmas Day and then like New Year's and Valentine's Day was on the list as well.
May 3rd, that wasn't the day?
I didn't read a single thing about May 3rd. I'm shocked.
May 3rd, that's worked for me.
I'm totally shocked that didn't make the list. That the Google must be wrong. Yes, we got engaged on Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
Should I tell the story? Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah, I've heard it, but you feel free to tell it again.
Okay, I'm going to tell it.
Yes, tell the story.
Okay, so Tab was working in Dallas, and I was still going to school in Arkansas, and he was supposed to come and visit, and he straight up lied, and at the last minute was like, Erica, this isn't going to work. I have to work late. I can't make it. So I was bummed. It was Valentine's weekend. And he just magically, one of my roommates reached, was like, hey, Erica. Oh, that sounds better. Whatever you just did, that sounds better.
I adjusted your volume.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, she reached out and she was like, hey, since we don't have any plans on Valentine's Day now, my dad offered to send me money and he wants us to like go to Memphis, like go to a fun dinner. It'll be really sweet. Or she probably didn't say sweet, but you know, like it'll be fun. And that way, like we have something to do. Okay. Her dad is super fun. And that totally sounds like something he would do. So I was like, oh my gosh, yes. So we got all dressed up and we were going to dinner in the Peabody Hotel, like in the restaurant. And we got there and checked in and they were like, well, you have a few minutes. Why don't you go, you know, like just check out the hotel or whatever. You know, the Peabody's the one where like the ducks parade through and they go up to the roof and they do that whole thing. So I had never been. So Aaron and I decide like, hey, let's go up to the roof and check it out. So we like ride the elevator up. And when we get out, we're walking around and then Tab is standing there.
Oh, I love this story.
Sweet story. Tab's standing there. It worked perfectly because Aaron immediately started taking pictures and he proposed. And then we had some other friends that met us for dinner as well. So we all had dinner there. Super fun. I spent the whole way like back to like our apartment calling people to be like, oh my gosh, we're engaged. But anyway, sweet story.
That is a very sweet story. And it was Valentine's weekend.
Yes, it was Valentine's Day.
That is really sweet.
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. So just know.
I mean, it's no May 3rd, but.
I know. He could not have
everybody,
done better.
Not everybody can get May 3rd. No. A day so booked up.
I'm sure the roof on the Peabody is absolutely packed. So I'm glad he went with the Valentine's weekend.
Much less crowded than May 3rd. Do you guys do stuff as a family? Like, do you and Tab go on date night? What's your favorite way to spend Valentine's Day?
I would say we usually just all hang out as a family.
Yes.
We all do it together. We've done different things. We've had like breakfast for dinner. We've even just, my kids are really into steaks. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll eat the whole thing. Kind of shocking. And sometimes I, just to get out of like cooking another night to make it feel different, I'll be like, okay, kids are making dinner, which really means like Tab helps the kids to make dinner. We usually do something like that, but we always eat in the dining room. So it makes it feel a little more special and just different.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you guys do?
For years and years and years, we would go to Spoons, which is a diner on our square.
Yeah.
We would have like a diner Valentine's dinner, which was usually like breakfast food. And we would have that. But during the pandemic, they decided to close every day at 2:00. So they're not open for dinner anymore.
Oh.
And this year, I just looked. It's on a Monday. Valentine's Day is on a Monday. So I feel like we'll have a family dinner. I'll make
you'll
a family
have,
dinner.
Like, tacos, and maybe you'll put red food coloring in there and be like,
I mean, listen, we'll have red pancakes. We'll have red pancakes for breakfast, like red velvet pancakes for breakfast. And I just think we'll have a normal dinner.
Yeah.
A Monday sounds like probably we got a lot of things to be doing. We have like probably baseball practice and a volleyball practice. Monday doesn't sound very festive.
I do always on Valentine's Day, like we go around the table and we have to say something we love about everybody. You know, like I'll bring a little bit of that into whatever we end up eating.
Is it weird that's our New Year's Eve tradition?
You do that on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. On New Year's Eve, you go around and you have to say something you love about everybody in the family.
Okay. That's what we do on Valentine's Day.
Here's how it goes. Okay. We all go around and we say stuff and it's like funny and we make jokes, but it's like heartwarming, but like funny. And then whoever it is gets to Ashby and starts crying. And then like she rolls her eyes and it's the next person's turn and they're like, funny, oh, I, you know, love how Maidley's like a comedian. Oh. And then you get to Ashby and then like starts crying.
Everybody practically.
So by the end of the night, like we're all crying and basically Ashby's like,
guys, it's just, we're doing this again.
And she's usually like, I mean, you guys are so lame. So we can't do that again. We're just now recovering from doing it.
Yeah, but you need to wait until New Year's Eve.
We'll probably watch a movie. Well, depending on practice and stuff, but sometimes we'll watch, like as a family, like Crazy Rich Asians, like something
kind of romantic
yeah. but that'll hold everybody's attention, something like that.
We, I probably, because you only have one boy, I feel like my boys end up saying things like, he has nice eyebrows, or, you know, like ridiculous yeah. things where they're pretending like they literally cannot come up with any positive traits about their brother. So they come up with ridiculous things.
I would say my boy is, thinks he's way mature and quick-witted. And so his things, like when he gets to his big sister, is more like, I really love that you didn't annoy me nearly as much this year. Right. Yes. Like that's not a good start over. Yes. You've insulted her.
Yes. That's what happens at my house, especially yeah. from both boys.
Try again.
Double.
I think Kensington would kill for an eyebrow compliment.
No, I'm thinking, I said eyebrows. Apparently, that's a thing in our house, right? That was just a random body part that I chose.
Please refer back to episode 8, yeah. where Tab talks about Erica's eyebrows.
I didn't mean to say that thing in particular. I'm just, you know, he'll say like, his ankles are nice or something weird. You know, that's like, okay, come on, try again.
Okay.
What about when you were growing up at elementary school or middle school, even high school, did people deliver flowers? I guess it happened more in my high school, but it was one big school. So this felt differently. Was that a thing?
Well, I went to a really urban big school.
Are you allowed to deliver flowers?
I mean, I would assume if flowers were delivered, they were stolen, broken, confiscated. They were never delivered to my class.
So you didn't see people walking around. Is that like a small town thing versus like a huge school thing?
Maybe, because maybe it's like a little bit more intimate. And I mean, people had boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff at my high school. But
they were carrying around what on Valentine's Day? Nothing?
They were just getting in trouble for making out in the hallway. That's what was happening at my school. That's how they were celebrating Valentine's Day. I don't remember anybody carrying anything. I mean, I had a boyfriend every Valentine's Day in high school, but I don't remember, like, no. But, you know, for safety reasons, we couldn't just carry around anything.
Right. The metal detector wouldn't allow all types of things.
Things could be used as a weapon. No, you went to, like, a small, like, intimate, everybody knows each other school. Like, the secretary probably knew your name and could, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't rolling that way at my high school.
That was, like, the big thing. Like, if I think of Valentine's days in high school, what was the thing? I remember walking into the cafeteria and they would have tables set up. And there would be, like, all the floral deliveries.
So, boyfriend with an old man name would, even though he's at school with you, he would send flowers to school?
Yes. I would say that was the thing.
Or was he already like 45? Because he has like a 45-year-old man's name. Was he at school with you?
I don't know who you're referring to right this second. He's trying to make fun,
He has an older gentleman's name. But was he at school with you, but he would just like send flowers? Like people
But it wasn't just me, right? Like I feel like everybody did that.
And then were the girls sending stuff to the boys? Was there stuff on the table for them?
No, I would say it was like a boys sent to girls kind of thing.
Well, and if it's on display like that, then I could see where it's like, oh, next year I'm going to do that. Like if you see it, if it's a thing. Yeah. Did you have a Valentine's dance?
Oh, I don't remember that. If we did, it was like 1 year out of all of high school. Did you?
Yeah, I think we had a Valentine's dance. Yeah. Okay. We had like a homecoming dance and then that would be, or maybe they called it a winter dance, but we had a Valentine's dance.
Okay, so where would an urban dance, like an urban school dance,
cafeteria
be held? In the cafeteria. Okay, and you could all fit, and there was like seats around the outside. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, because it big cafeteria because it's a big school, right? So big cafeteria, and they would just remove the tables and chairs and stuff.
So you couldn't sit down. You were standing, or you were
dancing? Yeah. Or they had like selective chairs, but you know,
okay.
And I would say they could have a ticket to get in. So they could control the number of people that were in. Not everybody came. because it's a, again, a big school kind of flushes out a lot of people. So it was just really pretty much like the kids that are that really active and everything would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they called it like a winter formal, but it was, I would say it was considered like a Valentine's Day.
Okay. So did your boyfriend in high school give you gifts? Do you remember this? Chocolates?
Yeah, I'm going to select. Yes. He always tried to do something thoughtful.
Okay. Okay.
Again, different. Just different way of doing things.
From you know, small towns.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say yes. So something small and thoughtful.
Okay.
For sure. And I very much appreciated it. Okay. And I'm sure I got him stuff too. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder why it didn't work out with us.
I don't know.
I'm like, I mean, did he give me a gift? Did I give him a gift? Do I even remember his name?
On the topic of gifts, as I was working on show notes, I was like, hey, Shay, we should have like a Galentine's lunch, right?
Yes.
Like, we should invite some friends. Like, hey, let's meet up for lunch.
Gosh, but now you put it out there. So if we don't invite them, their feelings are going to be hurt.
Oh my gosh. I did.
Good job, Erica.
Backtrack. John, can you erase? Oh my gosh. Okay. But what are some good like girlfriend gift ideas?
Oh, see, I think it's fun to buy for. Ideas? I think it's fun to buy for girls.
Me too.
Because I just pretty much buy like what I like, and then it's fun. And okay, so I've gotten a million random things. Like 1 year, you bought everybody, and it wasn't for Valentine's Day, but just like here's a gift idea.
Yeah,
the silk pillowcases from I think you got them off Amazon.
Yes, I just got them on Amazon.
Loved it. But that's like so random, but only something a. Here's the thing. Only a girlfriend could give that to another girlfriend. Because if Andrew bought me a silk pillowcase, I would be offended.
Yeah. What? You think I got wrinkles when I wake up in the morning? Is my face swollen? My hair's a mess? What do you mean? Yes.
Yes. But you get me a silk pillowcase and it's like, this is so cool. I can't wait to try it. Oh my gosh, I love it. Like, it's such a good give a girl gift.
I think that's the cool thing about girl gifting, like gifting for girlfriends. It's just because most of the time, anytime a friend does that, it's like, there's a story with it, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, okay, I started using this a month ago and I swear my eye wrinkles are not like they used to be.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, I got to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, never ever can you think of a time when like we're gifting girlfriends gifts and we're not including this whole backstory?
No, there's always a backstory.
Yeah.
Like when Lori gave the vegetable shear things.
Yes.
Like she was like, oh my gosh, and I use it for this, this, and this. And I could not wait to go cut something in my kitchen.
Yes.
You know, I'm so excited. But it's just so different. Because if like a romantic person gave it to me, I would be like, kitchen shears, really? You know? But Lori gives it to me.
I need more salad. What do you mean?
And I like can't stop talking about it.
Yes.
I like all of that stuff. In the past, and I'm just throwing out, haven't like, maybe it was you, like devotionals, like but like girlfriends have given things like that before, which I think is great.
Any beauty makeup.
Yeah, beauty product. Yes. I love that kind of stuff. Andrea has given like bobble bar, like fun earrings.
Yes. It's always like a theme, which is fun because when else are you buying those, really?
A sassy coffee mug. Like I get behind. Girlfriend gifts are fun to give and receive.
Agree.
Yeah.
Probably more so than like guys.
Yeah. Look, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there's like no pressure. It's just like, that was so sweet and thoughtful.
And you love it. So I'm going to try it.
And like you said, there's always a story. It's always like, this changed my life. You're going to love it. And then I want my life to be changed. So yes,
I'm
going to
try it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The pillowcases were good.
We should have a lunch and we should get gifts.
I like this. Okay. Well, you get that together. I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll work.
I'm here for it. Okay. Do you give gifts? Speaking of that, to your kids and spouses on Valentine's Day?
Tab and I know. I usually give my kids some little something in the morning, like something small, maybe like their favorite candy and I don't know, a new hat or.
Yeah.
I used to do a bunch of little things that were really like junky things that looked fun on Valentine's Day. And I stopped doing that. They're too old now.
Yeah.
They'd rather have like one something that is more substantial that they'll really use or really wear, whatever.
Yes. That's what I used to do that too. And I used to give everything, I would, probably how you do it too. I would have it set out with their breakfast.
Yeah.
So, but everything was quote Valentine's-y, which is the
so
little
like
junky
Valentine
stuff.
Valentine card, a yo-yo, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like last year I got Ashby and Madeley just from like Amazon, like little bags. And I filled it with things that they could do at their siblings' sporting events.
Oh, yeah. Great
idea. You know, so they each, there's nothing Valentine's-y about that, but it was like Play-Doh, sidewalk chalk, coloring books, colors. And then I was like, this is like your sports bag. So take it to Smith's baseball games, take it to volleyball.
Yeah.
I'm more into that. One year I bought my kids all flip-flops and swimsuits because I knew we were going to go swimming for spring break.
Yeah, that
which was
a good idea.
A few weeks later. So yeah, I totally think like not the gimmicky stuff anymore. But yeah. I do get them like some Valentine's candy. I'll get them like one piece of their favorite candy. That's usually wrapped in, you know, red or pink or something. But
yes, practical. If you do that, there's no judgment. We're just suggesting this is how we do it if you are looking for a new idea this year.
Yeah, if your kids all need new pajamas. Like there's a, get them all new pajamas. I do think that it's gone further. Those gifts like last longer.
Yes. I remember last year getting the boys, because they're into sports teams, like they both got new hats for whatever team and they were super pumped and that was really easy.
Yes.
And then they wore it. So it was a good
purchase. Good gift.
Okay. Have you heard of Candygrams?
We did do that at our school.
Okay. Were they a big deal or not?
Yes. I would say I had forgotten about them until you put that note down.
Yeah.
But they were like you would pay, I don't remember.
Like a dollar
or something. Yeah. And then they were delivered during, I don't know, fourth period or something to whomever.
Did they read them out loud or they just said like Shay and passed it to you? And then everybody wondered like who gave Shay the Candygram?
Yes.
At my school, they were
they did
like
not read them out
doilies.
Loud. Okay.
Like a doily was on like a construction heart.
Yes. Okay.
And then you wrote on the heart, I think, like underneath maybe. And maybe it would have like a piece of candy or it would have like, I even think they sold some for $2.50 and it had like a stuffed teddy bear or something on it. Like there were options.
Yes.
But yeah, that was like a big deal. So the flowers at my school, and because we went to the same school that housed like kindergarten through 12th graders, I mean, a 12th grader could have sent a Candygram to a kindergartner.
Oh, but if you had like a little sibling or you babysat somebody that was in kindergarten, that would have been cute. Sweet.
Yeah.
No, it was, we were just in high school. So, but yes, we did have, I didn't think we called them Candygrams. Tigergrams. We were the Tigers. Maybe we called them Tigergrams. Okay. But yeah, but we did that. I forgot about that.
I mentioned it to Evie Lee last night because when I think of like childhood or younger Erica Valentine's Day, like that's stands out. And Evie Lee was like, Mom, our school just did it 1 year and it wasn't even really a thing. I'm like, well, you missed out because it should
cool
have been
that.
Really cool. Okay.
2022 kids are too cool for Candygrams. Yeah. I would take one right now.
Yeah. For real.
They're festive. Yeah. For sure. Room moms, for those of us that are room moms.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a Valentine party probably in like 5 days or something as you're listening to this.
Yeah.
When it comes out.
I started getting texted about mine yesterday or the day before.
Yeah. And we're recording this in, you know, mid-January.
Yes.
You know what you're doing? Can you give us hints just in case?
No, we don't know what we're doing. Okay. I reached out to my favorite first grade. Well, I don't know if it's favorite because I like all the first grade teachers, but I reached out to one of the first grade teachers and she was like, she actually was like, oh, least
another
favorite
party.
Yes.
So
we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for first grade. Because I think the high of the holiday party is so like, it's Christmas. And after today, you don't go back to school for 2.5 weeks. It's so like rah, rah. And then the Valentine's party is a little bit of a downer. Yeah.
I just thought that, I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ideas when it comes to like, something new to have at the party as a room mom. At our school, we always split up into groups and we'll have like a group of, I don't know, somebody playing Valentine bingo. We're doing something, some kind of game. We have a group that does like a craft. We have like a food group. What am I missing? Craft, game.
And snack. When you say food group, you mean like a snack?
Snack.
Usually there's like a coloring station.
Something that's
or,
kind of simple that keeps them busy on their own almost.
Where it's like they have worksheets that are like Valentine's
themed. Like an
themed.
Activity packet that's all Valentine's Day.
She sent me my this first grade teacher. She sent me a picture of what they did last year and it was like a canvas. So she said, maybe we'll do that. Or maybe she said, and I think this is so true and wise. She was like, honestly, the first graders just love going through their Valentine's boxes that they get.
Yes.
And reading everybody's cards. And in our school doesn't allow food to be attached. But, you know, there's bubbles and yo-yos and bouncy balls.
And I got that same text about the canvas with the heart in the middle.
Yeah, that was on that like group thread.
For everybody.
Yeah, but that was the first grade craft last year.
Okay.
Maybe they'll do it again this year. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just let them open their boxes. Maidley's box will be just a plain Target box with stickers on it.
I remember as a kid, I always wrapped it. Or probably my mom did it, not me. but she would wrap it in like aluminum foil. Do you remember those boxes?
Well, you know, I love wrapping things in aluminum foil.
You do.
I do.
You should wrap Maidley's box in aluminum foil.
I'm going to reach out to your mother-in-law because Bowen's going to come to school and Bowen's going to have a work of art.
He's recycling. We still have his from last year.
Does Nixon's toilet, can that go to Maidley? Can she take a toilet to first grade? Even if it says Nixon on it.
Unfortunately, I should have saved that for Maidley.
I mean, come on.
And,
oh, I mean, so, you know, Valentine's, it's festive.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we're going to rank holidays. Oh, that's what, we circled back to it. If we're going to rank holidays. And you
where
and I have
Valentine's
talked.
Valentine's Day fall?
Because you and I have talked. So Christmas is my number one. Halloween's my number two. But I think, did you go Thanksgiving as your number two? No, you went July 4th. This is where we argued.
July 4th.
And then yes. Halloween. And I did Christmas, Halloween, July 4th. So we just switched those.
I would rank then like Thanksgiving.
Me too. That would be my,
And then I would probably say the festivities that are around it. I would probably say Easter and then Valentine's Day.
Okay. And I know this isn't a holiday. It's a day of remembrance. But I do think there are a lot of family focused things to do in our town on Memorial Day. I know it's not like a holiday, yes. But I would say there's a lot of ways to fill that weekend around our town, Memorial Day. So
it's a very fun weekend, I feel like, to live in McKinney.
They do fill it. Oh, Easter's going to be down there way at the bottom for me. I'm going to throw a Mother's Day in there because Mother's Day, at least the weather's warm and we can, you know, we can be out by the pool, we can grill.
Yes.
Valentine's Day is hanging down low with Easter. I love Easter again.
And she loves love.
And I love love. I think they're fine. But it's not in my like top five.
That's okay.
So what's your top five? My top five would be Christmas, Halloween, July 4th, Thanksgiving, and I'm going to say Mother's Day.
I would say those, and then I would say Easter, I think, on the 5th. I mean, if I'm counting Memorial Day, I would probably say that first because I feel like we have fun all weekend.
Yeah. I'd put Cinco de Mayo ahead of Valentine's Day or Easter.
We live in Texas.
It really is fun.
It is. Okay, random reader question time.
Yes.
Shay.
Is this our new way of doing it? You just read them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. I was writing them on a post-it like, here you go. This just seems easier. Okay, what is your very favorite crock pot dinner for a busy night?
Pulled pork. So that Andrea's
Listen
pulled
to you,
pork.
That's so quick.
Yeah, because you don't have to brown it, which I don't mind. Yesterday, I had my French onion brisket in the slow cooker. You brown a brisket first, totally easy. But the pulled pork, you just put that in there. It is so easy. You cover it. And then we just use that pulled pork for a variety of things. So, yeah, sometimes we have pulled pork sandwiches, but other times I use it to make pulled pork tacos, or we've done pizza, or
that stuffed potatoes.
Yeah, stuffed potatoes. So it's just so versatile. I'm gonna for sure say that. What about you?
I don't know. We bake a lot of things in the slow cooker.
Yeah.
Last night, my kids do like this one, so that's probably why I'm saying it. But you know that like Mississippi roast?
Yes. Yes.
My kids all like that. And I always just buy the like already made mashed potatoes from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, like the Bob Evans or whatever. And Tab and I will eat it with like cauliflower rice or cauliflower potatoes. My kids will eat it with regular mashed potatoes. And last night I even put carrots in it. And my kids love carrots like with roast cooked in a slow cooker, not so much
raw.
Yeah. That is one of their favorites, like that meal.
That's a good one. My slow cooker's going right now. Is yours going right now?
No. What are you making?
Just chicken tortilla soup. We're going to have that with grilled cheese sandwiches. Like easy.
Be good.
Yes. We have a slow cooker episode. For anyone, the person that asked this random reader question can go back to our slow cooker, Instapot, and air fryer. It's one episode called All of That.
Okay, next question. I feel like it's a little bit of a trick, but what's your favorite season of The Bachelor ever? So I feel like we have to say Sean's season, but outside of Sean's season. Let's do that. So then it's not such a trick question.
Brad Womack when Emily won. That would be it.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that was a really good season. My second favorite would be Jason's season.
That's what I was going to say. Jason, because after the final rose, it was shocking. It was like, whoa, what just happened? That was my favorite season.
Those two seasons right there were really, really good.
Agree. Okay. What's our next question.
It's flowing really well today, Erica.
Thank you, Shay.
To be fair, I've put in zero effort.
This is going well. Okay, wait. Some of these questions, remember how last time when I was like, tell me the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Yes. Oh, no.
I'm trying to come up with like a quicker, easier one.
Okay.
Okay. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise. Sunrise gets me every time. Sunsets are fine, but I love a sunrise.
I mean, I should really pay attention to both more than I do, is the truth. Because I don't know that I really feel a strong way about either one. That's what I'm saying. Okay, last question. Did you have pets growing up? What pets did you have?
Yes, I always had pets.
I feel like we could be here for 30 more minutes.
Yeah, no. We always had pets. We were pet people. We always had a dog. So that's just like a given. One dog. My parents now are into having more than one dog. But growing up, we always had one dog. We always had a cat. We always had one dog, one cat. And then for years, we had a ferret named Luigi. I loved my ferret.
And where did Luigi live?
In a very elaborate cage my dad built. Huge, huge, bigger than this table that were like this huge, huge cage. But Luigi was so good. Like we would bring him inside and he was so good. We called him Louie. We love Louie.
Okay. And what would happen? I have a lot of questions about pets. What would happen? Like it was just a family dog and a family cat. And so my question is, if the family dog or family cat passed, did you immediately replace it or did?
Yeah, pretty immediately.
Because it was like, we have one of each.
Well, and we had two cats for a while too. We had two cats before we had two dogs.
Okay.
We're pet people.
Yeah, we are. How many pets do you have in your house right now?
Three, but I could easily have more. Right? I only have three in here right now, right?
Just feels like a lot more than
you know what I want? Andrew keeps telling me no. Hey, for Valentine's Day, Andrew, I want the dog Lisa has just to roam around my yard.
You totally need that.
I do. I just want a very big, kind of threatening looking dog to just roam around my backyard.
Because what kind of dog does Lisa have, our friend Lisa?
She's a Spanish Mastiff. And he's so sweet and huge, like 200 pounds, like huge. And I just want to look out and see him lumbering about my yard. And they won't let me get like a horse to walk around. My neighborhood frowns on horses. So I just want a big dog.
So you're doing the closest thing yes. you can to having a horse in your backyard.
I would have a cat. Kensington's allergic to cats.
Okay.
Andrew grew up with dogs and cats too. So I grew up with dogs, cats, and a random ferret. But Kensington's allergic to cats, so he can't do cats. I like cats. I would take another dog. I know that sounds crazy. But you're here right now. You don't see any dogs.
No, I don't know where they are.
They're not being loud. I've got them under control.
Totally.
Yeah, so I just want a big one.
On your blog the other day when you said they're like waiting for you to walk.
Oh, they know. They know exactly when their daily walk is.
So what would happen if you weren't going?
They would all three like mess with my ankles until I took them.
But what if you literally are? You're
eventually
going
they would get tired and disappointed and take a nap. But for they
how long? We're talking like 30 minutes.
Oh, probably like 20 minutes. Like it's 20. Like if I go up to my office and I sit down, they'll mess with me a little bit. But then they realize like this isn't our day. And I try to walk them every single day. But they know that they don't bother me until I take the little girls to school. And then they know the minute I come home from taking the little girls to school, all three of them are waiting for me at the back door. They know like this is when we walk. Like
they
don't do it
on the weekends, or do they know? Like, hey, this is what we do.
That's a good question. I do try to walk them on the weekends too, but I think the routine is off, so they're not the brightest dogs. I don't think. I think they know the routine of these little people get up. She takes care of them. She goes somewhere with them and comes back without them, and that's when she gives us attention.
Okay.
On the weekend, the little people are around all the time.
It's so interesting. We had dogs and cats growing up because we were in the country.
What went wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. They were just more like country dogs. Like we didn't have a farm, but almost more like farm dogs. Like,
did any of them come inside your house?
Never once.
Okay.
I mean, actually, I think once they did, but it would be a thing where my mom was screaming like, "Get the dog out!" You know, it's like that, and everybody was like chasing the dog through the house to like get it to go back outside. No, never once. Cat or dog, never.
Yeah, because it makes a difference if they're like, because if they're in the house, they're so much more part of the family.
Yeah.
but I'm just waiting to get your kids. I will pay for this pet.
Ooh, listen to that.
I will. You guys heard it? I will pay the vet bills. I will pay whatever. No.
Stop.
Yes. Can we get
what
your...
What about when we go on vacation? Will you board the dog?
I will tell you who could board them. Can we get your dogs, your kids, a Spanish Mastiff that can hang out in my backyard?
Yeah, we can call it. That's actually perfect. That's the kind of dog I'm looking for.
I want a big one out there. Andrew says no. Andrew picks up after the dogs.
We know what you're saying.
Yeah, and Andrew's like not interested in picking up after a Spanish Mastiff.
I bet he's not. Okay, was that question three or question...
That was question four. We are done.
Okay, well... Love might not be, or let's say Valentine's Day might not be your favorite topic, but we kind of covered everything revolving around love.
So whether you're going to hang out with your spouse or your kids or your girlfriends, or whether it's just like not your thing, you can just, you know, have a piece of candy and watch a movie and we'll wait till July 4th. That's when the fun comes back.
And maybe watch The Bridges of Madison County. So next time we talk, you'll be ready to feel and really think about, should that have made the top five list?
No, I don't think it should. I will try to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
Over Yellowstone, it sounds more.
Don't even say that.
Yellowstone was so violent.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening today.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl. It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.